A values-based life starts here.
Welcome to In Conversation with Heartlines, a show where we try and help you do what's right so that you can fix the things that are wrong.
Welcome to In Conversation with Heartlines, a show where we try and give you a positive set of values so that you can fix the things that are wrong in your community. I'm Andile Maphosa. We've been talking about money since the beginning of the year. Today, we are going to focus on how we save and how we give and the corresponding values for those. To help me with this discussion today, I am joined by Sis Lerato. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here with you again.
I'm glad that you've joined me because you are going to be giving people some practical tips and tools on how we can ensure that, number one, we actually save money, and number two, we are generous when we give. Before we get started, please remind everyone what you do at Heartlines.
My name is Lerato Jaka. I am a facilitator, a lead facilitator for Heartlines. I've been with Heartlines since 2014, and I've been doing values and money, and we've extended it to consumer financial education.
Let's get straight into it. Self-control in saving. What is saving and why is it important?
So saving is basically just putting money away so that it can help you in the future.
Saving is putting money away so that it can help you in the future. And why should we do this? I mean, you've mentioned it, but like, really, why should we save? Why should we worry about tomorrow?
Because mostly we don't know what's going to happen. And COVID has proved to us that we cannot guarantee what's going to happen tomorrow. So if tomorrow comes and you are not ready, you will find yourself in unnecessary debt. So it's important that you put money away so that when those rainy days come, they find you prepared. Because if you find yourself unprepared, you will be in a cycle of debt that you cannot handle. And that will then in turn affect your mental health. That will affect your family life. Because being in debt is not an easy thing because you want to get out of it.
And now let's bring in the idea of self-control when we save. What's the big idea behind the self-control when we are saving?
Self-control really is just having an honest communication with yourself. Have an honest conversation with yourself, because self-control helps you to pause and think about, do I really need to spend my money on those things? Because one of the reasons that is making us not be able to save is because of the spending. So we need to then sit down with ourselves, have a meeting with ourselves and say, Lerato, do you really need that dress? You just bought another dress a week ago. What would happen if you don't have that dress? Would something be missing in your life if you don't have that dress? So be honest and answer your questions very honestly so that you can be able to see, in fact, there's actually a gap for me to be able to save. But if you don't have that self-control, you will not be able to see that actually in your financial life, you do have the opportunities to save. So bringing in the aspect of self-control or self-discipline, it will help you realize that there's actually a way within your money for you to be able to save.
You said the reason most people can't save is they spend quite often. How would we then see maturity in the way that we are spending?
I like what Benjamin Franklin said. He says, be aware of little expenses. A sink will sink a great ship. So if you just continue to buy those small things. So when we talk about honest conversation with yourself, we talk about you sitting down and writing down even the nitty gritty things that you buy. There's some things like hobbies or those snacks that we like to buy. Those small expenses will really affect us. And as he says there, that even a small leak will sink a great ship. So you need to be careful of the small expenses that you use and then write them down, review. A budget will also help you to be able to see that you actually have an opportunity to save. Calculate. yesterday you bought lunch at work. Could you not swap that lunch you bought at work with a lunch box from home? How much would that save you? Those are some of the honest conversation that we are looking at. And once you start this routine, you'll be able to see and you'll be able to apply the self-control that we are talking about. And you'll be able to see that actually it is possible to save from where you are.
And it seems that one of the necessary things here is the ability to be able to say no to yourself.
Absolutely. It's very important. It's very important to say no. So you're delaying gratification. You're delaying, you will enjoy it later when you you use the money that you've saved, whatever that you've saved it for. Instead of having a small gratitude now on a chocolate that you don't need, you can save towards even a bigger goal that you want to achieve in the future.
How important is it to watch what you expose yourself to when you are trying to build self-control?
Well, it is very important. It's just as important to draw up a budget. So when you draw up a budget will speak to you to let you know this you can buy, this you cannot buy. And this is exactly where you need the self-control to kick in. Because even if you've got a budget, as long as you don't have the self-control in you to resist the spending, then you will continue to spend and will continue to have this cycle of spending and no savings. It's important that you see the importance of saving for the future. And that's probably where you need to start for you to be able to acquire this self-control that we're talking about. Do you see a need in your life to save for the future? If the answer to the question is yes, then you need to see the importance of applying self-control when it comes to you dealing with your money, which then means you will be looking at how you spend and disciplining yourself and saying no to yourself at times because of you've got a goal that you need to achieve.
Okay, now, what are the practical tips that maybe have worked for you that have helped you to save money? You've spoken about budgeting. You've spoken about, you know, being able to delay your gratification and say no to certain things. But what other tips would you give for someone who wants to start on the journey of saving?
Let me firstly start by correcting it's a norm or like something that is out there that people have a tendency of thinking, because I have little right now, I will not save. I will save when I have more. That right there, Andile, is a very big financial mistake. If you cannot start saving when you have little, even when you have great, you will not be able to save because of it's not a habit that you've taught yourself when you had little. So if you have little money, start with that little money to save. Even if to you it looks little, in 12 months' time, it won't look as little as you perceive it now. So it's important that you start saving from where you are. So the first tip that you would get when it comes to saving is start small. You don't have to start by saving 5,500 rands. You can just start by saving the smallest amount that you can afford. And that is the beginning of your saving journey. And the number two, you need to give your money a name. This encourages you because of it makes you look forward to something that you will achieve by you saving. So if you have that small amount that you are saving, give it a name. Give it, if you want to go to a vacation, you want to go you name it vacation money. If you want to buy a pair of sneakers that are just coming out, you name it a pair of sneakers. But give your money a name so that this can be an encouragement, because of at the end of your saving period you will be able to achieve something. Number three, you need to save some money so that you can see the opportunity to give to those that have less than you. And then we'll talk a little bit more about that on the next segment. But right now, you need to be able to save. But also, you need to also save for unforeseen circumstances such as COVID, where some of our payments, where, you know, some of our salaries were cut, or some people have even lost jobs. But imagine if you had already started saving prior to COVID, your stresses would be less than what it is right now because you didn't save. So those are tips and practical things that you can do to save your money. And I like what Joe Moore said. He says, a simple fact that is hard to learn is that the time to save money is when you have some. When you have some money, that's the best time for you to start saving. So when you want to start saving, do not postpone it. Do not say, I'll start so and so. Start today, start right now. Because if you keep postponing it, it'll be 2035 and you still be starting.
That's amazing. Start where you are with what you have. Make it a habit now, so that when the more comes, you've already started this habit, and it'll just easily take hold because it's already established. Mm-hmm. We are talking, we are in conversation with Lerato Jakla, and she has just been giving us some top tips on how we can practice self-control when we save. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will get into the topic of generosity when we give. Have a listen to this.
Most people know it's a good idea to save money for the future. But for many of us, it's a struggle to put that good idea into action. About 72% of adult South Africans are not saving at all. How you choose to use your money, especially whether you choose to save or not, will affect your ability to be prepared for emergencies, plan for the future, or to be generous. The Bible encourages us to be a blessing to our families, to try to leave an inheritance to our children's children, and to take care of the widows and orphans around us. Saving money to do these things is pleasing to God.
You're still tuned into In Conversation with Heartlines. I'm your host, Andile Maphosa. And today we're talking about self-control in saving and generosity in giving as we wrap up on our topic of values and money. Joining me in studio is Lerato Jakla. And before the break, she was talking about self-control in saving, and she gave three tips on how you can begin to start saving. Now we're going to slide over to generosity in giving. Lerato, let's talk giving. Why is this important?
I want to start it by telling you a story of when I grew up. I grew up in Alexandra. It's a, you know, small congested place, but we had this thing that was called umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu, which means a person is a person because of other people. That was so evident because when I came back from school and there was no bread in my house, I would be able to go to my neighbor, and my neighbor, without even asking too many questions, would share whatever she had with me so that I can eat and have something in my stomach. So as a result, I would have never in a million years considered myself poor because there was no night where we went to bed without food while my neighbor was there. So those kind of givings, they close a gap. They close a gap of poverty. And giving is just that. Giving is being able to give somebody an opportunity to close a gap that they are unable to close it on their, or by themselves.
Wonderful story. I think it nicely captures the idea of community that we as believers need to strive to create. Where do you think the challenge comes in actually practicing and living this out on a day-to-day basis?
The challenge when it comes to giving, people have a tendency of looking what they have and judging it to be inadequate or not enough. When you look at yourself and feel that you don't have enough, you will then see no need to give to others because you are looking at yourself and thinking, I don't have enough. But when you get to a point of realizing and becoming content with what you have, then you will be able to realize that there's actually an opportunity for you to give.
As a married person, how do we bring the unity on these two topics of saving and of generosity? How do you have the conversations? Do you need to agree with it with your husband beforehand? What are the practicalities of?
Let me start with the word generous. This word can sometimes be taken just too much out of context because the word generous does not necessarily mean plenty or great. It means giving from a good space, from giving from a place of no expectation. So when we talk about generous giving, or when we talk about giving in general, people have the tendency of thinking that you have to have more for you to give and not realize that you can give just like you did with the savings. You can give from what you have, from where you are. So I just want to talk about a story from the Bible in Mark 12 from verse 41. It was in a place of worship and people were giving, and the rich people were giving great, and some of them, they gave to be seen. But then there's this one woman who had lost her husband. She gave her last two coins. And the last two coins were looked at by Jesus. And Jesus said, she gave the most because she gave from the heart. She didn't give because of she had plenty. So sometimes when you look at what you can give, what you have is good enough, give that. When you do your budget, remember that you will put in your savings, but you also need to put in your givings. So if you do a budget and you are married, you obviously talk about your budget. You already know, okay, we are going to give this much to a project, to a church, or to whoever that you wish to give to. But that is a discussion that is supposed to be there. And it's very important that we also involve the children into the giving so that children don't grow up selfish, don't grow up not knowing that we need to give to others because of God has also given to us.
Are there any benefits to giving?
This is a very big spiritual benefit. And a lot of people, I don't know if people are aware of this, but the Bible says that blessed is the hand that gives more than the hand that receives. When it comes to the peace of knowing that you are sharing, but also God looks at you and you'll be amazed how God will continue to bless you because you continue to bless his children. So this is a spiritual thing that we need to understand, that when we give, God looks at our hearts and then God blesses us from that point of giving. So when we give with our hearts, and then we give not necessarily so that God blesses us, but we give because of it's such a beautiful thing to give. How beautiful it is to give and see that someone slept with the food in their stomach because of you gave to them. How peaceful would you sleep at night knowing that you were able to help someone put bread on the table?
Do we limit our giving to just money?
Most of us do. Giving money is probably the easiest thing to do, because it doesn't involve any emotional attachment. It doesn't involve, it doesn't involve you being there with the people or going out there. Giving money is great. I'm not saying it's not great. It's great, and I'm sure people that are receiving the money are appreciative of it. But we can also give time. We can also give time. There's always something that we can do in different organizations. There are children homes, there are old age homes, there are schools that we can go to, there are churches that we can go to, we can go clean there, we can go help them cook for the children in the schools. That is also a form of giving. We can give clothes. I mean, women, we know ourselves. We've got clothes overflowing. Even our wardrobes are collecting dust because of there's so much clothes in there. Take some of your clothes, give them away, because really the truth is some of it, it's been 4 years since you put it on, you know. So those are some of the things that we can also give. So giving should not be limited to just money.
Don't limit it to just money. Donate your time, donate other material things. And if you're not sure where to do it, start in your local church.
Start in your local church, yeah. But also in your local, even in your local, in your community, if you go around enough, you will know that there are some people that need your giving more than you actually think right now.
We are still in conversation with Lerato, wrapping up on our series on values and money. We have just given some key things to think about when we talk about generosity in giving. We're going to take another short break, and when we come back, we will just wrap up this conversation. Do not go anywhere.
Generosity in giving. Our giving, be it money, time, goods, skills, or friendship, can make a lasting impact that empowers and improves the lives of others. The Bible has more scriptures on being generous than any other relating to money or finances. In Corinthians, we read, "Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." And in Proverbs, "Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops." Three principles should guide us. Give to God first. Give with the right motives. Give generously and cheerfully.
Welcome back to In Conversation with Heartlines. With me, Andile Maphosa. We've just had an amazing conversation with Lerato Jaka, talking about how we save money, and we said we need to be self-controlled when we save, and how we give, and we said we need to be generous when we give. Lerato, thank you so much for coming through and spending time with us in studio.
Thank you so much. It's always great to talk about things that sharpens us and make us better people, but more so that help us to have better financial successes.
I cannot let you go without asking you to just pray for the people and family who have tuned in to listen, who struggle in the area of, you know, self-control in their saving, as well as generosity in their giving. Let's also just ask that those who do not feel like they have enough, God will open their eyes to see that they actually do have and they can give. They just need to see differently. So I'll allow you to pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful that you continue to show us who you are, and you continue to bless us in many ways that we can ever imagine. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you give us the wisdom, God, to know how to deal with our finances. I pray in the name of Jesus that, my God, you help us just to adopt this self-control when it comes to our money, when it comes to our saving. Lord, we thank you that you have given us. Mujimaka, you've showed us, you've told us over and over that what we have is not ours, but it belongs to you, Lord God. Once we understand that concept, once we get into our system, Lord God, we want to give, Lord God, without any grudge, Lord God, without holding anything back. Father, we pray that you instill that in us, you instill that in our children. We thank you, Father, that you are our God above everything. We thank you that you continue to give us and you continue to help us see a gap and help us to close that gap, Lord God. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Lerato. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to sign up for the Values and Money course, you can just head over to our website, and that's www.heartlines.org.za. Click on Values and Money and it will take you directly to the course. Remember, the course is founded and based on scripture, so you'll find a lot of scriptural references, and you'll find all the things that we have spoken about over the past couple of weeks and more. That's all the time we have for this week. Next week, we will be starting on an amazing series, and that will be on our Father's Matter project. Until next week, enjoy the rest of your week. Goodbye.
And that's it for today. We hope we've left you inspired as we learn and grow together. To continue this conversation and to connect with more values-based content, visit our website at www.heartlines.org.za. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Heartlines ZA.